It's real sticky, from what I gather.
Yeah, you can get effed.
You can get really effed. So one of the members in our cast knows all about that. And so, but it's quite a load off. And then just do the deep clean on Wednesday, completely empty.
Well, if you need our lady's number, let me know.
I will.
She's good.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Now
push
I'm
her around,
I'm
but...
curious. I'm curious. I just farted kind of loudly, and I'd wonder if you heard it.
I did.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Because I thought if people can hear me munching on popcorn, they probably could just have heard that trumpet solo. So listeners, I encourage you right now to rewind. See if you can hear anything in the background that sounds vaguely like the opening chorus to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and I am back. It is Monday, April the 14th, and this is episode 52, and we're back to our regular episodes, and you know what that means. Just a big old bunch of farting crap ruination. Yeah. Oh, Lord, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed episodes 50 and 51 for the Golden Shows. If you didn't, well, then, you know, finger. That's all I'm going to say, because they were just a little bit different, and hopefully you enjoyed that, and if you didn't, like I said, finger. I had a long, long weekend. Big Fatty went to the Horror Hotel for the weekend, and it was over in the Augusta, and you know, that's where the Masters was going on also. So, needless to say... Big Fatty was dealing with putters and balls and holes, and that has nothing to do with golf, by the way. And it was always good to find a 3-wood it was really good to find an 8-wood. But, you know, let's just go ahead and take it on down into the gutter now. Now, y'all, a couple of things about this episode. Number one. I have been asked by some listeners to please, for the love of God, increase the volume on the BFO. Now, y'all, never did Big Fatty expect to hear these words uttered by anyone's mouth to make the Big Fatty louder. So if it sounds a little louder than it normally is for you, it's because I've cranked the master volume up. And so the shows will be putting out a little more juice out there. So you might have to crank the fat one down a little bit. So that will explain that. Now, a couple of other things. If those of you have the TiVo and you have points in the rewards program, or you had one of the TiVo rewards credit cards, y'all, that rewards program is ending on May the 1st. So if you only got a couple of weeks now to use your TiVo points. Big Fatty ordered him a big old orange TiVo remote so he can find it. Like I need another fucking remote. But I kind of liked it that it was big and orange and made it easier for the fat one to find. Now, the other thing I want to mention is... Tomorrow is tax day for those of you in the United States and the Horn of Africa. Tomorrow is tax day, and I know that does not apply to the overseas people unless, of course, you are like my good friend Woody, who has just, you know, Woody used to listen a lot to the Little Fatty Cast, but he was discombobulated and he was becoming a Hollywood movie star while he was over there in the England, the Great Britain, and he lost track. He lost track of the fat one, and so now he knows about the BFO, and he has subscribed. I did go and look to see if he had put his smiling face on the listener map, and of course, finger. No, he has not. But anyway, we'll give him a couple of days, so he'll have to catch up, you know, much like Tom the Ramble Redhead. I'm catching up on your shows, and I just wanted to say that I love them. Okay, never mind. Special congratulations also to Eric the Southern Boy, who just had his golden episode. And y'all, I tell you, he just went all out on that opening. He had the Macintosh computer generated voice read something that he typed up. It was unbelievable how the technology has evolved in those first 50 episodes. And y'all, I was a little behind in getting answers to many of you on the e-letters about congratulating the fat one for reaching the 50 episode mark, which, you know, it really isn't a big deal. Well, not for me anyway. I mean, Archer hit episode 666 last week. And I mean, to me, anybody who hits the Mark of the Devil episode, that is something to take notice of, because, you know, really those kinds of people should not be around. I mean, they really should be medicated so that, you know, well, anyway. All right. Now, Big Fatty had a lot of fun this weekend. He was a little under the weather on Saturday evening, so, y'all, I felt so bad I couldn't even watch the Harry Potter, or as I like to call him, Larry Potter, movie that was on TV Saturday night. But anyway, felt bad Saturday night, and but Friday night, Big Fatty had a very good time with someone whose nickname is Snake. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But let's just say that the tattoos on Snake's body that look like a snake are not the only reason he's called Snake. Okay, and on that, let's get right into our cartoon Memory Lane Music Week. Okay, y'all, everybody's going to know this one, okay? And I expect all of you to just join in and singing what is, without a doubt, the longest opening music for any television show, but this one happens to be a children's television show, and I hope you enjoy it.
H.R. Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? H.R. Puff and Stuff, can't do a little cause we can't do enough.
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday, a boy in his magic golden flute heard a boat from off the bay.
Come and play with me, Jimmy, come and play with me, and I will take you on a trip far across the sea.
But the boat belonged to a kooky old witch who had in mind the flute to snitch.
From her broom broom in the sky, she watched her plans materialize. She waved her wand, the beautiful boat was gone. The skies grew dark, the sea grew rough, and the boat sailed on and on and on and on and on and on.
But Puff and Stuff was watching too, and knew exactly what to do. He saw the witch's boat attack, and as the boy was sliding back,
he called his rescue racer. With off and bathed we heard, and off to save the boy they flew.
But who would get there first?
But now the boy had washed ashore.
so mad and sore, she shook her fist and screamed away.
Well, y'all, I really don't need to tell you anything about H.R. Puffin Stuff because the opening music tells the whole story about H.R. Puffin Stuff. But it was a kids' TV show that was produced by Sid and Marty Croft, and there were 17 episodes of the show that were originally broadcast from September the 6th, 1969, to September the 4th, 1971, but it was so successful that NBC kept running it on Saturday mornings for a full three seasons until August of 72. Now, the plot was that a young boy, well, you know, a boy and his magic golden flute, you know. By the way, do you remember the flute's name? Huh? Do you know? The flute's name was Freddy, right. They were lured into a magic boat that belonged to Witchy Poo, whose full name was Wilhelmina W. Witchy Poo. And Witchy Poo was played by Billy Hayes and Jimmy, the only non-cartoonish puppet or person was played by Jack Wild. And y'all, I grew up in Atlanta, and back when Puffin Stuff was really big, they used to have the World of Sid and Marty Croft at Six Flags Over Georgia, and they would do all kinds of H.R. Puffin Stuff kinds of stuff and puppet things and all there at Six Flags Over Georgia. But they opened an H.R. Puffin Stuff, well, I guess it was Sid and Marty Croft, the World of Sid and Marty Croft, in the CNN Center when it first opened. And it was an indoor theme park, and you rode this gigantic, ginormous escalator up to the top, and then you rode a ride down through, you know, the different scenes and everything. And I don't really remember much about it other than the big escalator, and it wasn't open very long. So, you know, that is H.R. Puffin Stuff, and I hope that you enjoyed it as much as the fat one did. Now, y'all, I am just inundated with voice letters, and I know I played a lot last week, and I want to thank all of the non-podcaster listeners that called in, and you are welcome to call at any time. And from here on out, all listeners, call in to the bag phone. The number is 206-337-1438, and I always mention it at the end of every show. So let's just get right into some voice letters, shall we?
Hello,
Big Fat Teeth. This is John. I'm making my deep butt on your show. Anyway, I've been listening for a while, actually, but just was too lazy to comment. But I'm just going to tell you that I'm leaving you this message from my iPhone. And to tell you that the voice letter theme song that you're playing, yes, is that subliminally you're trying to tell your listeners to send you an iPhone because it's an iPhone commercial. Anyway, I just thought I'll let you ponder on that point a little bit. I meant to comment on the John Ong with the boa thing that you mentioned. I don't know if you remember, on your cruise program. Yes, it was me. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you come say hi? Anyway, bye.
Oh, Lord. John, thank you so much. Y'all, I've had that message from John forever. And for some reason, Big Fatty got confused and was going to play it on non-podcaster listener week. And I went to play it and I went, well, fuck, John's got his podcast. I can't play him this week. So, John, thank you for being patient to let me finally get that out on the interweb so people could hear it. All right, let's go to our next call.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Michael. Two things. One, please, please, please do not, for the love of all that is holy, please do not let Archer sing again. That's bad. Ruined. Oh, and finally, you know, my mother also used to make fried bologna sandwiches when we were kids. And, I equate it to, to Archer singing. Yeah. So, no, not a good thing. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Michael, I just had fried bologna sandwiches for supper. Oh, my God, they were so good, y'all, and I burned them around the edges, and God, they were good. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty is going down to the Orlandos here pretty soon, and he is going to see Michael and the Super B and perhaps British John as well when he is down there. And y'all, I was looking at the schedule of what's going on during the gay days down there, and y'all, there's something called the Follywood Squares and Match Game, G-A-Y-M-E, taking place at a certain mystery dinner theater that I believe Mr. Michael has some connections with. So, Mr. Michael, I know you've got the hats there with you this past week, so give me a call and let's chit-a-chat about that, because, you know, Big Fatty is available to try to squeeze into one of the squares. You know, I'll be in the Charlie Weaver Square if you want me to, or the Wally Rosemary. Big Fatty, Rosemary. It's almost alliteration, or just illiterate. All right, here's our last voice letter today.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Tim over at Terminally Single giving you a shout, saying, I like your idea of only listener calls going in next week. So I'm not sure if you're going to play this or not. Doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know I like it, and hopefully it'll get more listeners to call in, because I thought about doing something similar on my show to try to get some more just listeners to call in. But, oh, well, let me know how it goes, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for supporting that idea. There are several who did support the idea, and anyway, thanks again. Now, everyone, I told you last week about a special song that Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon had made up for Big Fatty, and I didn't get a chance to play it last week, and then we had the 50th anniversary shows and everything. So I want to just take some time right now and play that special song that was created by Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon. We have run out of time again today. Oh my goodness. Well, I just don't know what to say other than the fat one will run his mouth like he had his own show. Oh, he does have his own show. How about that? Well, y'all, I want to just say one thing. I hope you enjoyed the opening of today's show half as much as the fat one enjoyed putting it together, because it just made me giggle and giggle and giggle like a little schoolgirl, and kind of like when I spent some special time with Snake. Oh, did I mention Snake again? Oh, Lord. Ah, horror! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.